Joining me now is Vic Stracker, professor at the University of Michigan's Center for Communications Health Research. Vic, you've been working with Governor Snyder on developing the new health initiative. What are some of the core health issues in Michigan?
Well, as we all know, obesity is an incredibly important issue, and we are one of the most obese states in the nation, and we really do need to do something about this. So obesity is one. We know that smoking is a big issue. We know in this state that we are suffering from very high levels of stress. And all of these health behaviors, these behaviors and the decisions that we make contribute to at least half of disease and death in our country and in this state and are terribly expensive to the state.
Now, the governor placed a heavy focus on improving obesity rates and decreasing the number of smokers, also on people getting more preventative care. What keeps people from making these changes?
Well, a lot of times people don't want to make changes because, frankly, they don't think they can. So if you don't think you can quit smoking, you're not likely to try. If you don't think you can lose weight, and so many people have tried to do things like this many times in the past and they've failed. So we really need to offer them tools and programs to help them change. The other thing is I really don't think that people often get in touch with what we might call their core reasons or their core values for wanting to do something.
Give me an example of that.
You know, some of the things that we do to help people make significant changes in their lives right away is to work on the whys to change as opposed to the hows to change. In other words, why would you want to manage your weight? Is it just to look better, or is it really because you want to see your children or your grandchildren graduate from high school or graduate from college? You want more control and independence over your life. You want to be a better spouse. You want to have more energy in your life to be able to do the things that you want to do. And getting in touch with that purpose and the energy required for that purpose is actually a very important issue and something that we like to start with a person, trying to help them identify those purposes and then connect that with getting more energy to achieve that purpose.
In your work, you utilize technology to help people make these changes. Talk about how technology helps bridge that health gap.
You know, in the past, what we used to do is try to figure out, especially in the public health area, how could we reach large numbers of people? And, you know, we've done that. We've explored that through many different ways, through organizing communities, which has an impact, certainly, through changing the environment. We know that having bike paths, for example, elicits and creates more bike riding, which is great. Having places where you can purchase fresh fruits and vegetables, things like that, we know that those are important. But we also really need to focus on you know, what the individual is specifically doing and how we could help them. So that's where technology comes in. Just for example, if I want to quit smoking, but I'm worried about gaining weight if I quit smoking, or I'm worried about having a lot of stress, then I could have a program that's completely tailored online or even on a mobile phone now, where it's tailored to my specific needs and interests.
So we have listeners today who are thinking about moving their health in a more positive direction. Are there some first steps you'd suggest for them?
Well, yeah. If I could help people right now, I think I would have them start thinking about, first of all, why they want to do this. What are the reasons why they really want to change their behavior? What would they want more energy to be able to achieve and fulfill in their lives? And then I'd like them to be very honest with themselves. Am I overweight? Do I smoke? Do I sleep well? Do I have a lot of stress in my life? And then once they have kind of accepted that, and we can do that through health risk assessments, but also you can do that yourself, then we want to give them the right plan or program to help them actually make changes in their lives.
Vic Stracker is a professor at the Center for Communications Health Research at the University of Michigan. Vic, thanks so much.
Sure.